KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. It was a rough night weather-wise across much of the country. Colorado, Kansas, Missouri, another monster storm moved across the middle part of the country. ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z with some details.
At least three reported tornadoes in northeast Kansas. And on the wintry side of the storm, snow in the Wasatch Mountains of Utah. Up to 2 feet of snow already in the Colorado Rockies. Spinouts on I-70 near Evergreen. And Denver could see its biggest snowstorm in 3 years.
China's foreign ministry says Wednesday's overwhelming House vote forcing TikTok's Chinese owner to sell or face a ban is a violation of fair competition and international trade rules. There's no indication on how the Senate might vote. Members of the LGBTQ community in Japan are cheering a landmark decision by a Japanese court which ruled that denying same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. The court doesn't have the power to overturn the country's current laws, but has called for an urgent government action to do so. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All of Wisconsin is under at least a high level of fire danger today, and a handful of counties in the middle of the state are looking at an extremely high fire danger. The Department of Natural Resources updated its fire danger map yesterday. Wardens are warning people not to burn brush today. President Biden is sending $36 million to Milwaukee for wider sidewalks, bus lanes, and sewer improvements.
My predecessor and his allies in Congress, including your Senator Ron Johnson, who voted against the infrastructure law that funds this project.
Republicans say Wisconsin has lost 6,000 manufacturing jobs and 455 dairy farms in the last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Brown County District Attorney's Office charges a 26-year-old Bellevue man in connection with armed robbery at El Ranchito on Webster Avenue last month. Rinaldo Fuentes Nietzsche is charged with armed robbery with threat of force, possession of THC, and endangering safety by the use of a dangerous weapon. He faces up to 40 years in prison on the armed robbery charge if convicted. Oshkosh residents who need to vote absentee or who would like to vote early will do so in a new place. Absentee and early voting has been changed from City Hall to 19 East Irving Street. Assistant City Manager John Fitzpatrick.
This building was originally designed to be a high school. There really isn't a lot of ease for mobility for large crowds.
Absentee early voting begins March 19th for the April 2nd election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers name who's on second. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have named Bryce Terang as their starting second baseman. Terang making some incredible plays in the infield last season and says he's working on his hitting with the advice of his father Brian, who played for the Mariners in the early 90s. Did it help?
Yeah, I worked extremely hard. Definitely did some talking with my dad and worked hard to just kind of get back to the ways of, you know, line drives back up the middle, putting myself in the best situation to do that. It's been good. I mean, I feel really good up there. And
the Brewers losing to the White Sox 15-4, and bad news for closer Devin Williams, who's had back pains throughout spring training. And after seeking a second opinion, Williams has been told he has two fractures in his spine. He won't be able to pitch until June. For now, it's rest and rehab. College basketball, Badgers and Maryland in the Big Ten tournament today in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible throughout the day. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch of rain, maybe a little more, especially to the south. Our high 45, the wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight, clearing after midnight. Our low 31 tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Thursday on Nightlight, I welcome screenwriter Pete Jones and Tarleton Theater owner Tarl Knight. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to hour number three of Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and of course the Civic Media app. We've had some fantastic guests today, but I'll tell you what, tough to top the one we've got coming up
right
now.
Kind of saved the best for last. Absolutely. And we love Cheryl and Sky.
No disrespect.
They were great, but...
Yes. Aisha Morales from Action 2 News. Hello!
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. Hanging in there.
Yes. Now, one of the things that you and I have in common, we both lived in Arizona.
Yes.
Yes. You were lived in where? Tempe?
I was actually in Surprise, Arizona.
Surprise.
Where I went to high school.
Okay.
And Scottsdale, Paradise Valley area, West Valley.
Yeah.
Then worked down in Yuma, like we were just saying. That was my first TV market. So I was a little bit all over the place in Arizona.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Probably the only thing you have in common. I mean, she's...
What's that supposed to
be? Well, there's the TV thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I...
You know,
right, I
taught. TV
I
news.
Far be
you know what? I'm starting to reconsider living with you.
Did you ever consider it?
Yeah. He was earlier. Yeah,
I think he
feel
has.
Like he got bamboozled.
It's wearing off. So,
yes. Anyway. Aisha, you're doing such a phenomenal job.
You are.
WBAY. Love watching. Everybody loves watching you.
Yep.
And you guys got such a cool group over there. And Tammy Elliott, of course.
And
the whole bunch.
The one and only Tammy Elliott.
Chartsy and the whole gang.
And we had your new guy on.
Emerson Lehman.
He was here.
Yes,
remember that?
Absolutely.
He was great.
Yes.
He's truly an asset.
How did you become so ingrained in Northeast Wisconsin in a short time?
Well, I moved here, almost 7 years ago.
Okay.
And when I came here for my interview, I had to say to myself, will I live here alone? Because I came here with someone else.
Okay.
That, you know, personal reasons.
Yeah.
And I've always been pretty open about that. But it just grew to love it here. It's a whole different environment and vibe from Arizona. It's more of my speed here.
Huh.
I love it here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we had some kids here yesterday from Texas.
Right.
They're on a mission. It's a really cool story. Instead of spring break, they go to Texas A&M Galveston. Instead of spring break, you know, going party in Padre Island and all those things that we all did, they come up here to work at the homeless shelter and go into the shrines. It's a big Catholic type thing what they're doing.
Right.
But it's just, there's these young, good-looking guys who... You know, could be.
Yeah.
And they want to come up here and help people. And they're like, we love Green Bay. Wow, this is really cool.
First time here. They pay for their own airfare. They did stay at the Abbey. And they did some habitat work in Door County. They worked, as Johnny said, at the new community shelter with us for a full day. And I mean a full day, like, you know, 8 in the morning till 6:30 in the evening.
Sure.
And I said, you guys want to go home, you know, take a nap like we do? Yeah. They're like, no, we're good. And they did see the shrine and, of course, St. Joseph's. But anyway, they really like Green Bay. And that doesn't, I just want to say, and I'm really happy to hear that, that doesn't always happen.
It doesn't. And I hear it all the time.
Right,
why
are
you here?
Yeah.
I don't like that question because I have a million reasons why I'm here.
Sometimes, though, it could be a trailing spouse. I mean, we bring people here, female doctors, male, whatever. And it's like she or he doesn't like it. And, you know, that's what are you going to do?
But it's so family oriented. Yes. And well, I'm a big Packers fan. So that was the.
I'll tell you the one thing.
We offered free tickets and he still left.
You want to know the one complaint I've heard with the people that don't that move here? It's like it is so family oriented that if you're not a part of that family, it can be hard to find your group.
Yeah. It's true.
You know?
But also, it was so heartwarming. The second that I moved here, I was able to do all of my human interest stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So heartwarming to see how the community always steps up. How many times do we say that?
Yeah.
We know Green Bay and the Northeast Wisconsin always steps up to help each other, always.
But I want to just go back to the, you know, the 26-year-olds that are like, eh. But you sometimes have to look a little harder. But it's here. Right. We have the young professionals. Sure. We have that under 40.
Absolutely.
There's things to do here. It's just it's not as visible as a family.
Right.
But there are things to do. And I love hearing that when people move here because we have a lot of people who grew up here that live here. But, I mean, people who actually.
Correct.
And you could have gone anywhere, right? You're in the media. Healthcare people can pretty much go anywhere.
Yeah.
These politicians, we get locked into one place. We don't have a choice. But I thank you for saying that and sharing that with people.
Well, I will say one thing in the media. If you've got a good gig, you can't guarantee, because you and I could sit and put together a list of 100 people probably where it's like, you know, like they got a good, but I got an offer in so-and-so, offer in so-and-so. And so many times those people within about a year, sometimes less than, are they rehiring? Could I come back?
You know, I always say the grass is not always greener on
especially
the other side.
Especially in that business.
Correct.
Yep. Because it's such a personal business.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
If you got a terrible producer, if you're, if you got a, you know what I mean? It's tough. If you've got a really good gig.
No, WVAY has always given me opportunity since the very beginning. Since the very beginning, working weekend news for several years. And then all of a sudden, Kevin Rompa leaves and what happens?
Yep.
You know, it just, it was awesome.
Yep. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So with that, you... do you have a family here? Can I ask that?
What'd you do? Did you just take a big bite of that?
Right on camera. It was
on
great.
On camera.
Oh. It was great.
Big bite
of that.
It was
great.
Yeah.
Are we on camera?
We are on camera here.
Oh, hey.
Okay. All right. I'll put these away. All right. Okay. Anyway, I want to talk a little more about you because we're glad you're here and you seem to be happy here.
Very happy now. I've found happiness. You know, I've had, just like anybody else, trying to find that sweet spot in life. And I think I'm finally there. Just got engaged this past year.
Oh, congrats.
Year.
My buddy
Thank
Cutter.
Thank you. Yes. So, and that's how we met, doing this exactly.
No kidding.
Although I didn't know what he looked like for the longest time.
Yeah, right.
But professionally,
I knew him. Because we talk about that all the time. And, like when you're in radio, especially TV, not so much, but radio, it's like people would be like, oh, you don't look like what I thought.
Yes.
And you never know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. 99% of the time, it's a bad thing. I'll be honest.
For you, John, not the Cutter.
So, did you have a different vision of him from his voice than what he is?
I don't know how I imagined him. I can't remember. Okay. I just was like, and I tell him this is really gross, so I'm sorry, but I'm like, I just feel like your voice was home to me. Like, there's something about it for a long time, and he would always open up about air.
That's not gross. That's kind of,
I know, but we gross people out all the time. And he was very open on the radio during his show about how he had a TV crush, and it was Aisha Morales, and I just thought that was a joke, and that's sweet, all right, you know, because he could see what I look like, but I didn't know what the heck he looked like.
Yeah, wow. You know what I knew time. Something was going on? When I saw a picture on either your Facebook or his on his motorcycle.
Oh, the Barbie movie, probably. That was the first.
A guy doesn't invite a woman on his motorcycle.
Not just any girl.
No. Gets to ride him. The motorcycle.
We're Harley people. Yes, Harley people.
That's awesome.
Yep. So what else do you like? Your job you love.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you've said that a number of times and you've just fit in. And that's so important that you fit in. And you know that probably, and some people takes, you know, months. But if it's not working, don't stay. You know, your job is your life. It's your friends. It's your social network. So, and I tell people that. They're like, I'm not really happy. It's like, well, you know, I'm sorry it didn't work. But, what do you guys do? I mean, what do you like?
We're big adventurers, so it works out that he likes the Harley because we can get to places quick, explore. I love exploring, and one of the things I used to do when I was by myself was just get in the car and go. And I would go and take a camera, take pictures, go to Door County, go to the Lakeshore, go to the Northwoods and take photos and explore.
That's awesome.
You know, that's what I loved. I love hiking, and I love the water and all
you
that.
You ever go to the UP?
No.
Well, you guys got to get up
growing
there.
Growing up, I was a kid in Michigan. That was the only time I ever went to the UP.
Which part?
Lower Michigan.
Which city?
Waterford, Michigan is where I'm Near Pontiac. Oh,
that's way far. So, there's a big high school there, Waterford, that's where Mott.
I would have gone there.
Waterford,
had
Mott.
Had we stayed.
Yeah, there you go. See, I know all this.
You know so much.
He does about.
That's, you know, the random fact guy.
Yes, right. Random facts.
It's not the most important stuff, but he knows it.
But yeah, so I used to cover sports down there.
It comes in handy.
When I worked in Flint.
Yeah.
You know, we covered that whole area around there. So that's why I know all those schools.
That's where I grew up as a kid.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mid-Michigan.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear. And people,
you might have watched me on TV. You might have watched me on WJRT, Channel 12 in Flint.
Poor Jim over here.
You may have.
Don't say that.
Our market was Flint, Saginaw, Bay City.
Yeah.
So we covered that whole area.
Okay. Well, maybe. I mean, I was too young at the time.
Yeah.
We left when I was 11 years old.
Well, you still, you know. I don't think we're that much different.
Maybe that's why your voice is so familiar. Yeah.
Or they watch a different station.
So. Whatever.
It's true.
Whatever.
There's a chance. There's a good chance.
But I want to say that I love hearing that when people, because I think we got a reputation, a little bit of farming in Packers.
Yeah.
And to come and talk about, you know, what else there's to do, the hiking, the exploring. And Johnny's on to something that this year you could have golfed every month in the state in Green Bay.
First time ever.
Right. And I think we get wrapped with, you know, the frozen tundra. It's like, okay, that was a long time ago. But I just think it's a great city, a great community. And I love people who come in here. Who's the other one from the press? Natalie?
Yeah, Natalie.
Same thing.
From New York.
Right. Same thing. Came here.
And she lives right here.
Yeah.
And loved it. And
I
ask
people, what do you like to do? And they kind of are stunned. Well, I like to do this. I'm like, well, we have that.
Right.
I like to do this. I'm like, we have that.
Absolutely.
You know?
We ran a campaign one time when Aurora was built. That was a while ago.
Right.
But they needed to recruit a lot of people. And the thing was, we stood on the Lima Field. I stood up there with the football. But it's like, you know, we're more than football.
Yeah. When was this, Jim?
2003.
So when was this then as far as in your career?
2003, I think I was in middle school.
When was this in your career?
When I was mayor.
Salute!
Oh no, I don't know what that's about.
It's a drinking game. Every time he says, when I was mayor, everybody has to do a shot.
I'll do a shot of my coffee.
Okay, all right.
Oh, we've got other stuff if you need it.
So yeah, we've left here pretty lit up. But it was...
Only once.
Okay.
And that was from Sky, the guy that just was in here before you.
Oh.
He brought in some homemade...
Maple syrup, was it?
Maple syrup with whiskey.
Orange
slices.
It was kind of like an old-fashioned. That's the way I listened.
Yeah. It was phenomenal.
That. I'm not saying that's the only time when those guys were here from Madison. Well, anyway, whatever. We'll talk about.
Well, I have a fun fact. When I think it was the last thing when you announced, you know, I'm no longer going to be mayor. It was at the park. I don't remember. It was like
St. James.
Right at the park. I ended up. I'm the person in the background in the newspaper clipping from that day.
Which
is really rare. Yeah. I mean, I was reporting that day, but there's you know, because it's like, Mayor Jim Schmidt is leaving, whatever. But I was in the background.
You were?
That
All right. That was
I don't know if you have that clipping, but that's me.
Oh, trust me. He's got that clipping.
That's me. That's
He's got his own Hall of Fame.
I just thought it was random. Why didn't they focus in on you you know?
Well, maybe they thought you were
that was a while ago.
In the queue for the next mayor.
Or maybe, you know, better looking. I mean, did you ever?
No. If it was better looking, that's hands down.
It wasn't about me, though. That's the point.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you stayed here. I'm glad that you enjoy what we're trying to get people to enjoy. And this whole area, I mean, Appleton, Oshkosh. And I think sometimes Wisconsin doesn't get the, like Texas, they love Texas. And I think in Wisconsin, there's a lot more here than.
Yeah.
Weather.
Totally. I agree.
Can you stick around?
Yeah, I want to talk to you a little bit more about your job.
Aisha Morales from Action 2 News joining us. We'll be back right after this.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. Yeah, I gotta go make it happen. Take the world in a loving place. Buy all of the guns and horses and explode into space. I like smoking lightning.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mano the Mayor, Aisha Morales from Action 2 News joining us. Before we get to your new assignment, career type thing, which is really exciting and really important for the community, we have to ask you some other questions.
Yes. Sure.
National Pie Day today, your favorite type of pie?
I like cherry pie.
Okay.
Okay. All right. That's up there.
How are we doing on that one, Todd?
It's still, pecan is still in first place.
Okay.
Rhubarb strawberry is in second.
Is good.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then as far as pizzas right now, sausage and mushroom is number one.
Okay.
Ooh, Hawaiian pizza.
See, he doesn't.
Not with the pineapple.
There you go. Oh, I love the pineapple.
No.
There you go.
Hawaiian pizza. I love Hawaiian pizza.
Yes.
And the other thing, thanks for being with us.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, goodbye.
But the other pizza that's getting traction is the chicken Alfredo.
Yes. With the white gravy or the white sauce. Yeah, I love that.
Now I'm hungry.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Stuff.
So we still have to ask, like, pasties, are they
Is that considered a pie? Pizza pie?
She doesn't
know. You ever have a pasty?
I do. I can't eat them because I'm gluten-free, but I've never found
that is the worst thing to eat if you're gluten-free. It is loaded with... They just pile on the gluten when you make a pasty.
Sure do.
Yes. Yes.
I didn't know what that was until I moved here, by the way.
Basically, it's lard.
Yeah.
We got a text. Did you see it?
What's the over-under on asking if she's considering politics?
Well, we do that in the wrap-up part. So we'll just continue to talk about... So you have a new segment, and you've been there for a while, and you've covered a lot of things. And,
right.
You obviously like your job. Is there something you like more than other things? And then I want to get to your new assignment.
Well, more than other things.
Yeah. Like, do you like being out with the people? You like the desk? Do you?
I always like feature stories. Yeah. Finding a good
human interest.
That's always been my favorite thing.
For a little while, I did a women's series where I went and talked to women in Wisconsin who are doing awesome things, and
that was cool.
Really, really fun.
Yeah, I bet.
But the human interest stuff.
No
question. What are people doing for other people? You know, bigger things.
Totally agree.
And we enjoy watching that too. Versus the car accident or the shooting.
Yeah, small towns. Jeff Alexander. People
love
that.
Oh,
That's human interest. Yeah. Right?
He does such a great
and
job.
That shows exactly what we were just talking
about.
That
is like my favorite thing on TV. Is Jeff Alexander's stories.
Right. And that's what
best
I love.
On
the
TV.
Human interest stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. The storytelling stuff.
Yes.
So getting the word out to people, what you just at break, you told us about a new assignment you have.
The First Alert Safety Desk.
Okay. This sounds important.
It is very important.
Okay.
So we decided this is research based.
Yeah.
After the pandemic, a lot of people turned to concerns about their safety, about their family, the health, things that impact everybody in their family. So we decided to set aside an anchor for that, and that's myself. So I do recalls, I do studies, like this morning, and it can range from anything. I could do something about school safety, and then the next day I talked about, like today, it was cold water therapy, how it's not science-based, and I talked about research that goes with that, you know,
I polar
plunging.
I just saw that about that.
Yeah.
Because, and the reason I thought about that, there was a series on a couple of years ago, was it Netflix or somebody, where they followed different players in the NFL quarterbacks, and one of them was Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he would do after really tough games, would just immerse himself in this ice-cold vats of water.
A lot of them do
But he is from Holland, Michigan. So when he would go home, he would even do it in Lake Michigan in the spring. Ooh. He would go just sit in Lake Michigan. Cheaper. And he said it was extremely therapeutic. And then I saw the article yesterday about that. Can you talk more about that? Because I've actually thought about doing that, for all my aches and pains.
Oh, these are aches and pains. Let's go to the expert. You are a trusted news source. And with all the stuff on the internet, it's nice to have you.
Totally. So they took all 9 different studies and combined the information, and they found that it's not necessarily science-based. And what was his name? Wim Hof, I want to say. He's the Dutch guy that he's an athlete, inspirational speaker. He goes on and on about how much this helps him. And it has to do with the breathing and the cold water and
it's
the immersion.
It's huge with Olympic athletes.
Anti-inflammatory properties, things like that. That's what he says. But this research is saying that's not necessarily true. And what you need to watch out for is if you have health issues, if you have high blood pressure, if you have asthma, things like that, your body takes a big shock, especially if you don't know that you have something wrong with your heart or, you could really be impacted by that.
I've got really high blood pressure. You think I should not do it, Jim?
I just want to say that we did a fundraiser. You weren't here then. And I wanted to raise money for this new pool. And it was in the winter. And they cut the ice out and then pushed it aside. And then I ran off. I wore a tux and ran up. And I jumped in. And my heart, those guys were like, first time.
It's shocking.
It was. Yeah.
I hate dunk tanks.
But I do. We were talking about that, too. But I just want to say, when it comes to some of those things, I don't discount it because I think a lot of stuff is mental. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Totally. It's refreshing. It wakes you up.
Right. Absolutely.
I feel better.
Yeah. So. Absolutely.
But, yeah, those are the types of stories that I look into. Again, it can range.
Yeah.
I do some weird stories, even a study that comes in. But we have the picture of a mom at home. Like, what does she want to know for her family?
Right.
So we talk about medicines and again, the studies and lots of random things.
I think that's great. Yeah. I think that's great. Because that touches people with something
consumer
that they can relate to.
Type stories.
Absolutely.
Yes.
I think that's awesome.
And I think people sometimes, they hear things, they read things, or sometimes Facebook will take people down a rabbit hole that... And I think I do a bit
of myth busting too.
Oh, that's what I was looking
totally.
At.
Totally. You know, and I say, I know you've been seeing this on social media, but this is what you should know because this is what is actually happening. And
love
that. Even with the story that we're seeing, you know, with tragic stories like the Elijah Vu, the little boy, there was a lot of social media stuff. And that's safety based because it's impacting our community.
Absolutely.
And I had to let people know, don't listen to what's happening on social media. I don't know how many times to say this, but it's important, you know, that people hear it from me.
Well, we had the lady on just a little while ago about she deals with overdoses. And it's we talk about Green Bay. It's what voted the best place in the country to live or whatever. And she deals mainly with Winnebago County and Outagamie County. But in 2022, they had 29 overdose deaths in Outagamie County. Okay.
Yes.
29 also in Winnebago County in 22. In 23, 47. And she said it's probably going to be doubled this year. I mean, those are the kind of things. And she was talking about the different types of drugs that are around here. One is called a gas station dope. Ooh. And another one is something that people use to sedate cows with that people are taking.
I talk about the opioid epidemic, what feels like almost every other week.
Take that. Right? It's a cool thing. But she's got a big thing going on.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Another big story I cover all the time.
Yeah.
But... Do you get to the
point... I mean, that's that dark side of living around here that no one really wants to talk about.
But how do you leave the viewer? I mean, do they leave upset? Because I don't think the county's doing enough for... Yeah. It's all, new buildings, new shiny this and that. But, we've got a huge homeless problem here. And I work at a homeless place. And this fentanyl, we have a really good friend of Johnny and I's. And she lost her son to
fentanyl's
to this.
Such a big issue, too.
Yeah.
My job, too, is to let people know, and hopefully I do an okay job at this, is to let people know, alert them that this is happening without scaring them. That's my whole thing is, we need to know about this because it's important. We can't be naive to these things.
Right.
They're important. And how can we make it better? And what are we doing to make it better?
Yeah. And people need to know that because people... I've learned this. They're busy. They're good people, but they're busy, And soccer, church, work, kids. And to listen to you for 3 minutes, they can learn factual things.
I do it even shorter than that. It's usually there's no sound bites. So there's no interviews typically. Oh. It's me, boom, 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 talking. So it's digestible.
Yeah. Right. Got it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Aisha Morales, could you stick around for one more segment?
I sure can.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Appreciate this very much. Talk about some important stuff in the area, and we want to ask some other, not like super personal questions, but just to get to know you a little bit more about your background and the whole thing and how the crazy world of TV brought you to Green Bay, Wisconsin. All right, we'll be back after this.
It's magic. Never believe it's not so. It's magic.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a new leader at the University of Wisconsin in La Crosse. James Beebe comes to UWL from Keene State College, New Hampshire. He was provost and vice president for academic affairs. He replaces Joe Gao, who was fired in December after pornographic videos he made with his wife surfaced online. Gao is still on the UWL faculty, but the Board of Regents is looking into revoking his tenure. Yesterday's U.S. House vote to try to force TikTok's owners to divest from the Chinese government is a win for Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher.
This is about foreign adversary control of American social media and, by extension, the dominant news platform for young Americans.
But Senate Leader Chuck Schumer has not committed to advancing Gallagher's bill. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Former Outagamie County Human Resources Director Adam Westbrook faces a jury trial on federal child pornography charges. The two-day trial is scheduled for September 23rd. According to court records, Westbrook used Snapchat to send videos of a young boy engaged in sexually explicit activity. Westbrook resigned from his position with Outagamie County following his arrest. The Oshkosh Public Museum has a fresh new look and a new logo as it celebrates its 100th anniversary. Director Sarah Phillips says the new logo contains colors from the Tiffany landscape window and colors found in nature, such as sunrises over Lake Winnebago.
We were really happy to find a way to kind of embody all of that into one logo.
The new logo is part of a rebrand and a year-long celebration of the museum with events, exhibits, and programs called OPM 100. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers name who's on second. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers have named Bryce Terang as their starting second baseman. Terang making some incredible plays in the infield last season and says he's working on his hitting with the advice of his father, Brian, who played for the Mariners in the early 90s. Did it help?
Yeah, I worked extremely hard. Definitely did some talking with my dad and worked hard to just kind of get back to the ways of, you know, line drives back up the middle, putting myself in the best situation to do that. It's been good. I mean, I feel really good up there. And
the Brewers losing to the White Sox 15-4, and bad news for closer Devin Williams, who's had back pains throughout spring training. And after seeking a second opinion, Williams has been told he has two fractures in his spine. He won't be able to pitch until June. For now, it's rest and rehab. College basketball, Badgers and Maryland in the Big Ten tournament today in Minneapolis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today with a few scattered off and on showers possible throughout the day. We're talking maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch of rain, maybe a little more, especially to the south. Our high 45, the wind northeast at 15 to 25. Tonight clearing after midnight. Our low 31 tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. this part of the show or want to share it with a friend, check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back here on a great Thursday morning. Very, very special guest, Aisha Morales from Action 2 News joining us. Well, Aisha, first of all, we talked a little bit about you lived in Arizona, you lived in Michigan.
Right.
You lived around a little bit. What are some of the things that people don't realize of when you're in TV? Because it's, you know, I did the same thing. I was Twin Falls, I was Tucson, I was Flint, and then Green Bay. And when you move to an area like that, you are so under the microscope.
I mean,
even for little things, like we were talking, the one lady that came in yesterday, Kat, who runs the yoga thing, and her and I had worked together at a place, and she said, do you remember when the producer got fired because she just went off on the anchor with a new anchor, and he couldn't pronounce the word bratwurst?
Oh, no.
Could not. Then she finally screamed, you dumb leap!
Blah, blah, blah. Oh, no.
Yeah, but, and so we got so many complaints. How would you hire a guy that doesn't know? So what I'm saying is people don't know pressure going to a new place and how critical people can be if you don't pick it up right. Wouldn't you agree?
The hours, too. I'm up at 1:30 in the morning. So, you know, my brain isn't 100% there all the time. And, yeah, we're human. That's what people, I think, kind of miss.
Yeah.
They miss that. We're human. We make mistakes. I say something weird. Usually when I say it, I'm like, oh, no. And I know right away. And then you get the email. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
People's expectations for the media and some other industries is higher than it should be.
Even recently,
no question.
But with looks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your eyebrows are too bushy.
You got that in the office.
I saved the letter. I read it at a State of the City. It's
what
hilarious.
Are you gonna do?
I know, but just
Larry McCarron used to tack them all up in his office. All the hate mail.
Gosh.
But anyway, but you've obviously adjusted and you're loving it
here. I will say that when I moved here, people were always super nice. If I didn't say a town the right way, they were usually very, very nice. This is the first city town that I worked in news where people were very, very open and welcoming and not totally rude. But you are under the microscope and there's expectations, which it is a big job. It's a very important job. So, you know, as far as facts, we want to get those right. But sometimes we make mistakes.
Right. And you get asked as a, you know, you don't consider yourself a celebrity, but some people may, right? Because you're on TV every day.
I hear that and I don't like it.
I know.
Yeah, I know.
Most of you guys don't. And
no.
They say that all the time. But what other things do you do? Some charity things? Is there something that you've aligned yourself with?
Absolutely. I'm always emceeing stuff. Yeah. That's where I get to talk to people the most and actually see them, hear from them, what's going on in the community. I'm always doing something.
You know, one thing, though, and I've always done that, too, but, you know, especially since in my radio days, since that started, which was, you know, a lot of years ago already, but, you know, there's so many times then you're still getting up at 4:30,
mm-hmm.
all right? But in radio, it's so great because what would I wear, Jim?
Yeah, not much.
A hat, a visor, a T-shirt, and a pair of jeans every day.
Pajamas.
Every
that sounds great. No makeup?
No. Makeup.
What's
but
that like?
I asked Jim. He sees me without it.
It just, but it is
but
amazing.
But with you guys,
right.
If you went in sloppy or something, you would get criticized and all kinds of things. So
one day my contact ripped. You know, I was rubbing my eyes and I had to wear my glasses. And I got all these mean emails.
That's what I mean.
Because I had the big nerdy ones.
Yep. Isn't
not
that crazy?
Cool. Not cool.
No, those were cool at one time. You just wearing them too late. Remember that lady?
Right. Oh, yeah. The bottle cap stuff.
Right. Right. But yeah, thanks for.
Todd just handed us this. Bill Jarts recognizes local broadcasting measure by Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
Isn't that
awesome. Yeah, that's very cool. Couldn't happen to a better guy.
We already knew he was a legend.
Absolutely.
We didn't need any confirmation, but he deserves that.
Yep, no question about it.
And what I like about most of you anchors or people on TV is you do reach out to the community.
I mean,
like you said, you're out doing a lot of MC things. Johnny did a lot of that. And I think that's. I don't know what they say in the interview, but that's really part of your job. We expect that a little bit.
I'm really proud to work at a station, too. Like, Bill Jarts, he is...
Oh, he's done...
He is the person who a lot of us are like, we want to be like Bill. Yeah. What does he do different? He's always in the community. And it makes such a big difference of how people see you.
Yeah. No question.
Just a caution on Bill Jarts. He does auctions.
Yes.
And if you raise your hand and then, I'm done.
You're on his radar.
He'll sit on your lap.
Yeah.
And that's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
I bought a butterfly, which I and my wife still hasn't gotten over it.
Yeah.
But it, he just squeezed
me. Yeah.
And $300 was my limit.
Yeah.
And I think I ended up paying.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I can see.
Wait a minute. How much was that? Because I didn't hear.
800.
Yeah.
Oh. And 300
for a butterfly.
Where's that butterfly?
It's in my backyard. But okay. Yeah. Mm. Anyway, it was. Had he not done that, there would have been done. It had moved on to something else. But well, I love the guy, and he's done so much.
And you're exactly onto something. But I think even in politics and everything like that, and even last night when I spoke at the place in Manitowoc, then afterwards had a few bush lights with him and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You know, and the guy's like, man, I've watched you for so many years. Unless you've some years, first time I've ever sat and had a beer with you. Yeah. This is really great because you can be yourself no matter what, no matter how hard you try. And that's one thing about radio that I like. Whatever people hear, this is me.
Right. This is
but,
the
but
real
if you're
me.
Doing a newscast or a sportscast type thing, you got to be that TV guy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's what's fun about going and doing events and just meeting people, you know, having lunch with them or something like that. You can be yourself again.
Pro tip for the people out there. I hear a lot, oh, you're so much prettier in person.
I got the opposite.
I'm not sure how to...
It's like, you look heavier on TV.
I'm not sure how to feel about that.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. They always say TV puts on 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Why is it people mean? It's like, you look heavier in person than you do on TV.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. When I was they're not afraid to say it.
When I was on TV, then I'd see people.
And then I was doing a football game last year, and we do those Friday night games. And I walked inside, she goes, Mino, you're still doing these? Yeah. I go, yeah, he goes... I'm 45 years old. You did my games in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
But on TV, there's really no hiding. And
no, there's no hiding. But like Dan Rather's thing, the camera never blinks.
Yeah.
It does not.
Yeah.
And my first few years of mayor, people at events, they always said, you know, I thought you'd be taller. And I'm like, well, so did I.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I wish I was.
But anyway, that's great that you're doing that. And your station has been pretty good. At doing that. I mean, Bill Jarts is a good mentor for a lot of people,
that's
and I think
that's
great that you're doing. So you are doing this safety, what's it called?
First Alert Safety Desk. First Alert is our brand.
Okay.
That's our brand.
Where do you get your leads for something like that? Because there is a lot of things that...
Yeah. I follow a lot of different studies, and I follow a lot of like CDC.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
You know, different government websites and studies and research that I know that is going to be, you know, it's okay.
We get so many people in here that deal with those kind of things. We'd love to connect you with some of these people.
Yeah.
And my goal is to connect with the local people because a lot of these stories end up being national and I want
to,
you know,
break
localize
it down to
them
the local level.
Like this, what you just handed me about the opioid epidemic and things happening here. That is always my goal, is to find a connection. And I normally type in Wisconsin and the health department or whoever.
This contact should be phenomenal for that because she deals with the families in grief after the overdose. Another thing she says that's very under the table type thing is the number of suicides. And she works with them as well.
Mental health is a big topic.
Huge.
I do a lot at the safety desk.
Yeah.
I want to just give you credit for, it's tough to go out and do all these events, especially, you know, you get up.
Especially when you get up at 1:30 in the morning.
Right.
And
then the event is late. And sometimes if it's late at night, you guys still got
to
get up.
Yeah, they all get a chuckle because I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to bed now.
Right,
right.
But you do get good information when you go to events in Green Bay. I mean, I did a lot of events, and people are like, oh, it's nice you're here. It's like, I'm kind of here to hear from you, too, because you can't always trust some of the information you get from maybe an alderman or something. So
you can't always see that. I mean, you're looking at a camera, at least for me. I'm looking at a camera. I'm not looking at the real person. And that's what I tell them in the community when I MC things. I'm like, I just want to see you. I want to hear from you, the actual person.
That's awesome. You know? Yes.
Totally agree.
And that's what we need to do here because it is a good community. Yeah. And they're not. I remember when I first met Mike McCarthy, he said, well, tell me a little bit about the community. I'm like, there's a lot of free advice in this community.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
And it's great. I mean, you got to just take advantage of it. Not everybody's right, but
But you know what? With your fiance being in the media, I guess you could bounce things off him or be like, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Versus somebody that doesn't really know the media and the hours and the time commitments and those kinds of things.
I feel like I'm chopped liver, by the way, when we're out in the community.
Oh, because he's the star?
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
And I'm just, oh, hey.
Yeah. Well, give him a plug.
Rick and Cut Show.
Absolutely.
It's not Rick. It's Cutter. Fiance. No.
And you're right. Just to make sure. Yeah.
A lot of people are like, it's not Rick.
You're engaged to Rick O'Neill?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
So you've said.
Sorry, Rick.
You've said fiance a couple times. Can you want to share with us any plans that you have coming up?
So we're getting married in Puerto Rico.
Nice.
Nice.
In January, late January.
So you're Puerto Rican?
Puerto Rican.
Full-blooded?
Full-blooded.
Nice.
So you were born there or were you
born? I was born in Michigan.
You were born in Pontiac.
My parents left Puerto Rico before I was born and they had me there.
Okay.
How did they end up in Pontiac, Michigan?
They already had a couple family members there.
Okay.
So when left home, they were looking for better opportunities because it can be rough living in Puerto Rico and not a whole lot of opportunities. And they just wanted to get away. And so they ended up in Michigan.
Work for the auto factories?
My dad does work in the car industry, yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Everybody in Pontiac, one way or another,
He's in Warren, Detroit.
Absolutely.
But I think that's cool that when you go to Michigan, there's Cadillac, Pontiac. I mean, that's cool that the suburbs, or not suburbs, those are the cities.
Yeah.
Do you have family down in Puerto Rico still?
I do. I have aunts, uncles, grandparents, cousins. Oh, wow.
That will be a fun wedding.
It's going to be fun. Yeah. We're looking forward to it.
Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
We're happy for you. That's going to be great.
Did you guys get an invite on that?
Not yet. It's coming.
Okay.
Not yet.
You think it's coming?
They're waiting for it.
She asked for my home address. I don't know about you, John, but.
We can share a room in Puerto Rico?
No, Jeff.
Oh, we're going to the beach?
No. But you don't want to do that because if there's a fire.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, Larry McCarron. That's a Larry McCarron thing.
Oh.
When Larry and I traveled one time for a game and the hotel screwed up. It only gave us one bed. And they were booked. And I said, Larry, I'll tell you what, you're paying for it. He was this thing. And it was in St. Louis. And I said, listen, I'll just sleep in the far end of the bed above the covers. I'll just get an extra blanket. You won't even know I'm here. So then we go out and come back. It's like 2 a.m. He goes, listen, I'm reconsidering that. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, I don't think you should sleep in the bed at all.
No.
I said, I'm going to be in the far end, Larry, above the covers. And no, listen.
Don't make it weird.
No, he goes, what if there's a fire and they find us together? So he made me sleep in a chair with towels and a newspaper as blankets.
He made it weird.
Yeah.
Didn't have to be like that.
No, it didn't.
I don't know if we're paranoid about John, but then Johnny and I had tickets for the UWGB, and I'm sure you go to a lot of those.
This doesn't sound paranoid at all, right, Todd?
No.
To the basketball game, and it was on Valentine's Day. And I was looking for, John said, I'll go with you. And I'm like, Valentine's Day.
A date.
Right. And then they put the kiss cam out, and I was paranoid. I'm like,
he was so afraid they were going to do that to us.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell
but
me he
I
doesn't
get it.
Have issues.
Being in the public eye at all.
Yeah,
like, they're going to be like, oh, look who's here.
I know. Put the heart around us.
Yeah, all right.
Not going to do it.
Well, Aisha Morales, Action 2 News. It's wonderful having you on here. And everything you've done, I thought you were a phenomenal anchor, to be totally
honest
with you.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic
Thank
anchor.
You.
And it's great what you're doing now because I think that's even a bigger impact on the community, and you're really helping people by doing something like this. And whatever we can do to help, we'd love to have you back. If you've got a big story, you want to promote something big going on at the station, you have carte blanche, just come
on
down.
Thank you very much. I loved it. This is fun.
And I just want to thank you for being an ambassador, right? I mean, you came here, you moved here, you love it here, you get married, you're going to stay here.
I spread the good word.
Right, and we need that. And then I can't let you leave without, have you considered a political career, mayor, assembly.
There you go. There's the bell.
I think you could, because they...
Todd, how disappointing must it be for people that are listening now that have been guests on the show?
They didn't get asked.
He never asked
me.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, I'm asking him all.
Hey, Big Wayne, sorry.
I wouldn't even know where to start to be in politics.
Come and
I
see
mean...
Me.
Right, you're the guy.
Yeah. I have
a lot of thoughts about how we could make this community better and, you know, but the politics, I don't know.
I agree totally.
It's a tough gig.
It is.
Terribly tough gig. I have all the respect in the world for anybody that runs for office. I really and truly do. I don't care what their views are or what side.
It doesn't matter. It's tough.
I give them credit for having the courage to do that.
We thrive on rejection.
I know, right?
See, I couldn't do that.
We don't. Most people, 90% of the people are just
especially
awesome.
Around here. Yeah.
It's great. But
totally.
But I will say one thing about the local politicians. They're, you know, because in some cities, it's like they're so unapproachable.
Mm-hmm.
I will say everybody pretty much around here, you could call somebody up at home right now and say, hey, could you do an interview? Give me... Then they're too. From the media aspect, I've seen,
I would give you
extremely
that.
Cordial in that
That's
way.
That's on a different level.
A different level around here. It really is.
Well, if you change your mind, let us know.
I will.
He'll be your mentor.
I'll take the safety first.
Yeah, I think so too.
Probably a better idea.
When are your segments on?
4:30 to 7 every morning.
Okay, fantastic.
All right, cool.
Aisha Morales, wonderful having you on.
Thank you. Continued success.
And we'd love to have you back.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alicia.
Outstanding. Let's set a quick break. Bye to the mayor. Back to wrap it up after this.
This one's for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Styling, wilding, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself. I'm so pretty. I'm too hot. Call the police and the fireman. I'm too hot. Make a dragon wanna retire, man. I'm too hot.
said you hallelujah. Girl said you hallelujah.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue, without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla, because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, EW.
Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. How fun of a show has this
been?
That's
great. Did we get her? We got her pie. Did we get the pie?
Yeah, we did. Rhubarb, right?
Oh, it's rhubarb. Strawberry?
Oh, no, cherry.
Cherry.
I just want to.
How are we doing on our poll?
Pecan's still in first spot with the dessert pies.
Okay.
Sausage and mushroom number one on pizzas.
Okay.
Hawaiian did get a couple.
All right.
You know
that's
why?
My favorite.
That's because she's on.
I love Aisha, and I'm going to go with her.
I'm
that's
switching
what
my
that
vote.
Was. I mean, Todd, forget the rhubarb.
Mino, can you blame anybody?
Right.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I mean,
look at her.
Well, what?
Her personality. Look at her personality.
Look at her personality.
That's what I said. Look
that's
at her personality.
Over here blushing.
You didn't let me finish. Look at her personality.
How
I'm
are
blushing
doing
through
our
my
poll
crazy tan.
On whether or not people want me to sing happy birthdays every
that
day.
That was it. Yes. We did get one, however, that they want Jim to sing tomorrow.
No, that's...
Do you know that he was a professional singer?
I wasn't a professional... My dad
did
was
you know
a professional
singer. He's an actor?
My dad
Hollywood
was,
actor?
Wow.
He's been in three movies.
Did not know that.
Two movies, and I was in Music Man.
Where's that picture? Where's that picture?
Which one?
Of him in the movie. Where he's playing...
I bet you there were some people from Channel 2 in that movie, too, because they kind of went... They took anybody that could fog a mirror in that movie.
Oh,
they
gosh.
Came in... Oh, no, that was 50-yard line.
60-yard line.
Was it the 60?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, that was the name of the movie, The 60-Yard Line.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I was in it, but it was too long.
This is Jim for you. This is Jim. He's in a movie.
Uh-huh.
They have the premiere.
Well, no, it was past the premiere, Johnny. It was just I went and bought a ticket. It was $12.
Goes to the movie, okay.
How long ago was this?
5-6 years ago.
Oh, recently?
Yeah, it was recently. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean,
some of your competitors were in there.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think Burke was in there a little
that
bit.
That movie was in 2009.
Jerry Burke? No, Burke Griffin.
Oh,
I think Burke
2009.
Jerry Burke's our guy. Yeah.
Yeah. But so here's the deal. So he's in the movie. He goes to the movie. His scene hasn't been in yet. He goes and asks, like, the usher, how much longer is this thing?
It's a long movie.
He leaves the movie before he even sees himself in it.
I thought he said 15 minutes. I thought, wait.
That's not bad.
But I said 15 or 50? He goes, 50. So I went and said to my wife, let's. No, Johnny, I did stay. I did see my scene. It was just kind of cool to see up out there on the big screen, but it was my whole 30 seconds or whatever it was. But, have you been in movies?
No, I don't think so. No.
Were you in theater?
I think I would.
Were you?
No, I was a band kid.
Well, that's close.
I was introverted and I still am actually, believe it or
so
not.
That's not unusual.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
so many people in the media yeah. that are very introverted.
It's gotten better over the years. I do this professionally because I love it and I'm yeah. passionate, but I go home and I'm in my little
yep.
you know, bubble.
Yep. Totally agree.
But
agree.
A lot of you guys have were you in like beauty pageants?
I did one.
Yeah.
Just band stuff though, mostly.
All right, what'd you play?
Clarinet.
Cool.
For 10 years.
Hey, would you like to learn how to play the bagpipes?
No thanks.
Okay.
What do you mean you're shy? That's very confident. No thanks. That's nice.
Because a buddy of mine found this at the dump.
It's
the whole thing. Yeah. Yeah, I'd have to clean it off a little
that
bit.
That looks gross.
Yeah, this one I've
been in a dump. John's been playing it. So.
And I gave it. Well, no, not yet. I haven't. I got to soak it in vodka first. So my buddy Sky, who was just here a little while ago, he knows how to play the bagpipes. So we gave him the ones that my buddy found at the dump.
They play the bagpipes like with polka, right?
No.
No. That's something different.
Irish.
Oh, that's the.
The Irish Wakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I'm still learning. Tuba. You're Puerto Rican. Oh, she's remember
thinking,
that.
She's thinking of the accordion.
The accordion. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a polka thing.
And you know, I was just in the Dominican too. I've been forgetting English words because I do speak Spanish. And this whole week, my brain's been totally just discombobulated.
I am so fascinated with people that can speak another language. My son Dom can speak German fluently. And it's like, who are you? Hearing you speaking this other language.
When they go back
and
forth.
It's not easy, though, because then my brain's doing this mishmash thing, and I speak Spanglish most of the time at home.
What show was I watching where it was an anchor, a news person, who also spoke, and she would break into that at times.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, I got to think
about
that.
Not easy.
What's your favorite show in regards to the media?
The media.
Do you watch the morning show?
I don't. No? I'd stay away. Because of that? Far away. Yeah. Because I get too critical.
Yeah, I know.
Can't
and
do it.
The other thing, well, I don't, there's a lot of commercials.
Oh, jeez.
Jim.
Grandpa.
Jim.
There are. There's a lot.
There's another damn commercial. I'm trying to watch.
I don't watch things
well,
with commercials because
there's
stream
another
everything.
Damn commercial for Jericho.
What do you partake in that doesn't have commercials, Jim?
Yeah.
Like TV,
radio. Yeah. I mean, even movies
well,
at
no,
the beginning.
Can,
or
no,
like
no.
Hulu with commercials.
Yeah.
No. No, I watch. We got all that those shows like Netflix. They don't
Dish.
Have commercials.
Okay. All right.
No,
all right.
We don't have Dish.
Well, some of them do though. If you don't have to pay, you can pay
the cheaper
extra.
Version. Yeah.
If there's any option to buy out commercials, I don't care what it is. I will hit. Okay.
Okay.
So you're modern now.
All right. Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. Okay. Listen to you. Give me a little Spanish. Give me a little Spanish.
Hola.
There you go. That
¿Cómo
means
estás?
Hello, John.
¿Cómo
How
te
are
llamas?
You?
Can you say thanks for listening to Mino and the Mayor?
Gracias por escuchar Mino y el Mayor.
Nice.
I don't
know how to say mayor in Spanish. But gracias por escuchar.
It's Mororie.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
El Mayor.
That's what it is in Italian, Mororie. Yo, Mororie.
Yeah. See, I asked my dad, like, how do you say this? Spanglish is what I do.
I can see it. But actually, you know what I think it'd be in Italian? It would be capo. Hey, El Capo.
Oh, for the nickname?
For the mayor.
The mayor.
Capo means the top, you know,
yeah.
Or patron.
Top dog.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. We talked about
Yo,
Haiti.
Patron.
And mm-hmm. Haiti, you know, I'm not sure.
Yes, they're going through. I was just in the Dominican, so that's
right.
The other half
yeah.
of the
world. Which is amazing.
That was the top story
How
every morning.
How scary is that? Huh?
It is amazing the difference in those two countries, and they're
yes.
connected.
It's literally split.
It's unbelievable, mm-hmm. but Haiti is totally out of control. And
yeah, it is.
The prison break, and then the guy who rose to the top now yep. is Jimmy Barbecue something. And yeah. we
what?
Said
his nickname is the barbecue.
Is the barbecue. It's like, I don't think he got
Awful.
It from being a
yeah,
chef.
Terrible.
I know, right? So then we're
not
doing some names like, you know.
But we knew so many people that used to go to Haiti
right.
and like help build houses.
Oh,
and
we've
like
had
stuff
refugees
like
here.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was a huge mission
right.
a while ago, but it was a huge mission trip.
I did a story with that.
Yeah. Oh, did you really?
Yeah,
oh, wow.
Several years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I sometimes think you know, there's some problems here, but you know, there's not, you compare, mm-hmm. you know, I guess everything's relative.
But just going a little like different angle of things. I think a lot of people don't realize another reason why I'm here is, and people don't know, there is a lot of diversity here. We do have a lot of Spanish speaking people here, believe
oh, yeah.
it or not.
Absolutely.
And I'm part of the Latin Professionals Association, National
oh, cool.
Association of Hispanic Journalists here in Wisconsin. I'm on the board. And so it's really important stuff.
And you can
That's
go to Mass.
There's
St. Louise
oh, yeah.
has
Spanish.
Two masters and two
yes.
of them. So
These
I think we're trying.
Know. We are.
That's neat. That's good. I didn't know so, that side yeah. of you, but that's very fantastic. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Well, that's
right.
a good way to get ingratiated with a community.
Exactly.
You know, get involved with their thing. That's awesome. Good mm-hmm. for you.
Hey.
Awesome.
Cool.
You know, I had a great, when I was in real estate, I had this great client. So I'm like three different places for his family and everything like that. And they were right from Mexico, wonderful
yeah.
people. And one day I walk in right before Christmas, and they had two little kids. It was beautiful, wonderful. And
oh.
I'm like, Feliz Navidad!
Feliz oh, boy. Navidad! Oh, boy.
Yeah. And they're just, their mouths are open, and the little boy looks at dad and goes, Papa, loco?
Gringo loco.
Loco.
Yes.
Gringo
yes. crazy.
Yeah.
Aisha, thank you
Thanks
so very
in.
Much
thank
for being
you
here.
Guys.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having
Continued
me.
Continued success. Mino the Mayor, back in tomorrow morning. We've got a big show. It's Dennis from the Glam Band and a live band. See ya.
Happy birthday.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allbaugh, noon to 2 on Thursday. We continue to pursue the truth wherever it may lead. And have fun doing it on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Drift In of DePere reminds you that we depend on our military to protect our nation. Honor them with a care package. If you don't know how to send one, just call your local veterans organization. This from Drift In on North Ashland Avenue in DePere, providing a home-cooked meal without the cleanup since 1945. Stop by or call 920-336-5929. Drift In of DePere, helping to give our troops the comforts of home that they deserve.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.